Why, hello, 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 people. Thanks for tuning in to Smokey House. If you didn't know, I'm about to inform you. You are now tuning in with the one, the only, your favorite Amazon John Dom. Hello, how y'all doing? What it do, what's up? It's fucking hot as hell down here in Texas, but that's neither here nor there. I'm not gonna complain. It's summertime. I knew what I signed up for when I moved down here. But y'all pray for me. What it do, y'all? I actually have a lot to talk about today, but we gonna get into it. But you already know, before I get into the madness that's going on around the world, if you haven't already, please follow me on all social media platforms. I am on Twitter. I am on Instagram. I am on Snapchat, okay? So if you haven't already, go ahead. Add my Insta account. My main Instagram is champion_D. The podcast Instagram is 713 Smokey House. My Twitter account, main Twitter, remember, _REDEE, and then the Smokey House page is I always get this one fucked up. The Smokey House page is Smokey House just backwards, so it is HOUZSMOKEY, so it is House Smokey. Snapchat, if you haven't added me on Snapchat, D_HIGH, so it is D_hi. So yeah, if you haven't added those, damn, I just hit the hell out of my elbow, golly, but yeah, if you haven't followed all of those or either one, please do so, greatly appreciate you. I'll follow back, I interact, I love interactions, but please don't come for me because I've been on social media for a while, especially Twitter for a while, so y'all don't want the smoke. That's all I'm gonna say. Y'all don't want the smoke. Don't start shit with me because I really don't care. But yeah, go ahead, follow me, interact with me, send me stories, tag me and stuff. Love it, love it, love it. My Instagram is actually growing, and shout out to y'all for following me on Instagram. I appreciate you guys. It's really cool. I'd be wondering. I'd be like, who the fuck? Why do I have 25 friend requests? And then I'm like, oh yeah. But Twitter, y'all really ain't fucking with my Twitter, but that's cool. I take the love where I can get it. Take the love where I can get it. But yeah, let's get into what we're talking about. Like I said, I have a lot to chime in on. I'm late, but I've been keeping up with all the debacles, all the shade, all the nonsense that's going on. So I'm late, but I'm going to talk about it. Carly, lying ass bitch. We're going to talk about Carly. Oh, speaking of Alabama, we're going to talk about the Alabama brawl, Montgomery brawl. Yeah, we're going to do that. Kiki, I haven't given y'all my opinion about the whole Kiki and Darius drama. I low-key think they're back together anyway, but whatever, we're going to talk about them. Lizzo, yes, Lizzo. The writer's strike, Summer Walker being a bird brain. Doja Cat, I'm going to talk about Doja for a hot little second, and then I have to get into something else too. I want to talk about something else. What was it? I didn't write it down. What did I want to talk about? It was something else. It'll probably come to me after, but we gonna start back and work our way forward. So Carly, I forgot the little bitch last name. What was her name? But I'm sure y'all, Carly Russell, okay. I'm sure y'all have already heard about the viral story that happened with Carly. And I'm really upset. I'm really, really, really upset about this because the fact that so many black women and black girls go missing on a daily basis with no media outreach, with no coverage at all, we already feel that. So for this story to have gone viral like it did, I was seeing it everywhere. I seen it on my Twitter, I seen it on Facebook, it was on CNN, okay, because again, it went viral. So the news outlets picked up the story. Now, it was originally reported that this young lady, Carly, had seen a child on the side of the road. She stopped for this child, called 911, and then all of a sudden just disappeared. Now, when I have first read the story, because I first learned about the story when I read about it on Twitter, I was like, huh? She pulled over on the side of the road, stopped for a child, and it disappeared. So I just kept scrolling. I was like, that's odd. Kept scrolling. I didn't click it. I didn't want to read it. I really did not care. And I just kept seeing the story, kept seeing the story, kept seeing the story. And then I kept reading the details about the story. Nobody else reported or made a 911 call about a child on the side of the road. That was one red flag. Because the stories that were on Twitter came out where she made this 911 call and then she disappeared. No one else reported. And you, come on now. Come on now. You know. If this was a little white baby on the side of the road, there would have been hundreds of calls. I'm sorry. There would have been hundreds of calls. Just one call was made and it happened to be Miss Carly. Please, red flag. Kept reading the story. And then she was abducted and everyone was trying to pray for her safe return. Whoop-de-whoop-whoop. This is crazy. It was just a mess. It was a mess. And everyone online was just showing support and love for her. I couldn't. And I didn't know why. And I was very upset with myself because I was like, damn, why don't I care about this young lady who's been abducted? And if you go on my Twitter account, I have fought for Sandra Bland. I have kept the name alive. I have numerous black women. Numerous. The whole Kanika Jenkins situation in Chicago when she was murdered by her friends. That hit me. That hurt me. I felt that story. So for this one, it didn't resonate with me at all. And I just didn't know why. I was like, damn, I don't feel no type of empathy towards this lady. And I felt bad. I was like, damn, Dom, are you just this cold-hearted? Are you just this, like, fuck people? Because I have been in my fuck people bag. I have been like, I'm just trying to get my money, take care of my household. These bills is beating my ass. I really don't have time for nobody else but myself. So I was like, damn, am I this cold-hearted now that I don't care about nobody else? And I was just like, nah. Then it came out the little bitch was lying. Came out she was found. She was found. I guess the abductors, this was the narrative she was trying to spin, dropped her ass off back at her mama house or her daddy or her parents' house, something like that. And I was like, huh, interesting. But before this happened, the 911 call was released before she was found. The 911 call was released. This girl seemed so giddy, happy, full of life. She knew she had a plan and she was about to put it into action. And I swear to God, I hope she rots under the jail. Rots under the fucking jail. Because you had parents who had missing children out there looking for you, giving your parents and your family support. You had GoFundMe started. You had local and state police looking for you. When somebody, probably numerous people, literally were out there missing and abducted. You took resources away from the real victims, the real people struggling out here, just because your bitch ass, excuse my language, but y'all used to it, but your bitch ass was sad over a boyfriend. You did this for attention. Because yo ex left you for another bitch. I can see why. You're fucking crazy. And then people wanted to get on social media talking about, oh, let's pray for her after she was found and after it came out that she lied and after all this nonsense came out. Oh, we should pray for her mental illness. That bitch don't have no mental illness. She's selfish. Selfishness is not a mental illness. Being dumb, unless you are mentally retarded, I'm pretty sure being a stupid bitch is not a mental illness. You're just a stupid, ignorant bitch. And that's what she is. I hope she rots in the jail. Talking about, oh, why should she go to jail? Bitch, she made a false police report. Lock her up. I don't have no sympathy for Carly. I pray no media outlet gives her attention after she serves her time. I don't want to see this girl in no interviews. I don't want to see her telling her side. I don't care about her side of the story. Because she's a pathological liar at this point. She's done lied numerous times. I pray no news outlet, no media outlet gives this girl no type of shine after this. Let her serve her time and fight to get a new job. Because, bitch, you done fucked up your life. People are going to side-eye you forever. And she probably thinks it's cute and it's funny. Because, dumb. Fuck her. Hope she rots in jail. Rots in jail. But that was in Alabama. Speaking of Alabama, moving on. The riverboat brawl. Hey. We squabbled and we won. Hey. Right? That riverboat brawl, bro. If you haven't. I'm pretty sure most of us has. Some of you might not have. There was a Montgomery River boat brawl. And when I tell y'all, these people were doop. Oh, it was a beautiful scene. But if you didn't know, I'm about to inform you. Down in Montgomery, Alabama, a couple days ago, this security officer doing his job. I guess there's a little pier. I'm not sure where it is. Little pier. People go out, get their boats, get their little pontoons. I think there's little cruises, little mini cruises that go around the docks and go around, you know, the little lakes out there for people to enjoy their Sundays, enjoy their weekends after church, little things, you know, people, what people do. So I guess there's no, I guess there was a family of pales who felt really entitled, who were drunk and was feeling their authority that they thought they fucking had, and then they found out today. This family of pales decided to buck up to a security guard that was just doing his job. Now, from investigating the story, this security officer had let this family know on numerous occasions that you have to move your boat from this dock because, not this cruise ship, but this other boat carrying passengers needs to dock. Can you please move? They decided not to. Now, this security officer was a black man. This family of, I think, six was pales. So I guess they just thought that they could override his authority, and they did not move. Now, the ship carrying the passengers had to go around and around, and I'm not sure if it was three or four times had to go around the dock because this boat wouldn't move out of their space so they could, you know, let off the passengers. So the security officer, probably frustrated at this time, begins to untie the little pontoon that was owned by the pales, because the bigger boat, the boat that people paid to get on and want to get off now, couldn't dock because they felt like, fuck it. And it's like, oh, okay, this is what we're doing today. Security guard starts to unravel the boat. I guess the whites weren't feeling that, so they decided to attack this man. First, it was the daddy. And then the mama, sister, brother started jumping the security guard. The power of authority. In this situation, the security guard, the pales love screaming, oh, you should have just listened. Oh, don't fight back. Oh, just listen to authority figures. Y'all love saying that anytime it's an officer or security guard chastising one of us brown folks. Y'all love saying that. Oh, they should have just listened. None of this would have happened if they would have listened. Well, guess what? They asses wouldn't have got beat the fuck up if daddy would have listened. Now, so family decides to jump the security guard. Oh, hell broke loose. When I tell you, the majority of people who worked with the security guard were brown folks. I think I seen one little white boy out there too, but I'm pretty sure it's universal over there. What? They came on in full force. When I tell you, there was one little boy that jumped off one pier, did four laps, pulled himself up onto the dock pier and started to handle people. It was madness. When I tell you there was passengers that came down, running down piers, grabbing chairs, like, it was madness. It was madness, but it was beautiful. It was beautiful. It was beautiful because at the end of the day, it all could have been avoided if that white man and that white family just listened and was like, oh, I apologize. We're wrong. Let me move. Because come to find out, there was even friends of the family that got jumped that was on the bigger boat that wanted to get the hell off. They was like, I don't even understand what they're doing. So it's like, at the end of the day, wrong is wrong and right is right. And at the end of the day, they got their ass beat for being wrong. Now, we've been celebrating this. I don't give a damn. People have been like, oh, we need to stop talking about it. Okay, it happened. Let's let it go now. What the hell? We need to let it go? No. No. Absolutely not. I'm not. No. We gonna drag this out to the new year. We gonna drag it out to the new year and next year and the year after that. We gonna remember this day. We gonna remember it. We gonna talk about it at the family barbecues. We gonna tell our kids about it. Okay? Because it was a beautiful sight to see. And people will be like, oh, you like to see violence. What did Marlon Wayans tweeted out something? What did he tweet out? Let me go find his tweet. He got on my nerve. And I love me some Marlon. I love Marlon Wayans. I love him. Real funny, I can't really say real family oriented, but, well, he is family oriented with his own family. I know he ain't never been married. Has he been married? I really don't know, but I know I love him, but he tweeted out some nonsense after the shenanigans. What'd he say? I'm trying to find it. Oh, Lord, I'm not about to scroll all day. But he had said something, basically, let's love one another. Let's let this go, blah, blah, blah. And it was like, sir, do they let anything go? They still talking about the Black Lives Matter protest to this day. Which most of them, or I can't even say most of them, whatever, a few of them infiltrated the movement and fucked it up. So, no, we're not going to let this go. Yes, we're going to keep talking about it. And if you're uncomfortable, oh damn well, the hell's wrong with you? Oh, what do you say? Let's try to love and not hate. Why you ain't telling that to the white folk? Why you telling that to us? The hell? That security officer was doing his job. He came to them multiple times respectfully, gave them opportunity after opportunity. People talking about, oh, he was wailing, he was waving his hand, he was aggressive. How was this man aggressive? Oh, he was untying the boat. Yeah, I'm untying the goddamn boat now because I already told you 5 times and you haven't moved. Bitch, fuck you in this boat. Move. Move. There was even people on the boat chanting, move. So what the fuck do you mean, let's try love, not hate? Why the hell are you telling us for? Tell them. The hell? I don't know. Certain celebrities, it's like, come on, I get that y'all get certain bags and y'all get certain endorsements from them other folks. But please remember where you came from and who supports you at the end of the day. Remember that. Talking about, oh, we need to let this go. Why are we still talking about this 4 days later? What? Because it was a glorious day in history. Look how long y'all talked about the Kiki Pop. I haven't even gotten into that. Look how long y'all talked about the Kiki Palmer miss. Y'all talked about that shit for 2 weeks. Damn near a month. Given a hypothetical situation. Talking about my girl couldn't do this. My girl like, because if she would have did this, I would have did. Y'all, no. So why the fuck can we keep talking about a real situation that happened to our people? Yes, we're going to keep talking about it. Yes, we're going to kiki. Yes, I'm going to repost. Yes, I'm going to share memes. Oh, well. If you that damn conservative, I'm sorry. Because trust and believe, if it was reversed, they would be talking about this shit for the next 30 days and 30 nights. So, yes, leave us alone. We're going to talk about it. We're going to laugh about it. We're going to keep sharing the story. The hell. those people were wrong at the end of the day. That family was wrong, and that's why they were arrested. Because they were wrong. They insinuated that brawl. That security guard didn't raise no hand to them. That security guard didn't push them. They started that brawl and got their ass beat. So yes, we gonna keep talking about them. Because right is right and wrong is wrong. And they was wrong as hell. So fuck them. Hell, talking about we should let it go. It's been 3 days now. And y'all dragged Kiki's name through the mud for about a whole month. So yeah, we gonna talk about some real shit that happened to some real people. The hell. Y'all went to bitch about Usher and Kiki. It was funny. If you haven't seen the video, go look it up. But I'm sure most of us have. At this point. The hell. Speaking of Kiki, I was watching the 85 South show the other day. It was this, what that boy name? I think he's a rapper. Jody Breeze episode. Yeah. Jody. Is exactly what his name is. A baby boy. Because boy, if you didn't show your true colors on that episode, if you were not the most misogynistic, woman-beating-ass motherfucker I have ever seen, bro, you probably just ruined your chances of getting more pussy that you swear. Oh, my lady. Baby, because your true colors were shining bright during that situation. Now, Kiki, bringing it back and going back. Kiki was at an Usher concert. She got up on stage. Usher serenaded her. And this whole debacle happened. Her baby daddy, I don't even know his name. Darius, was that his name? Darius decided to go on Instagram talking about, oh, you're a mother. Sir, I've been a mother. I was a mother when I left the house and you saw me leaving the house. I was a mother when I texted you, I just arrived, I got here safely. I was a mother when I had texted you, hey, did the baby eat? I was a mother letting you know, hey, I'm about to come home. The only reason he felt some type of way is because she was going viral. The moment her and Usher danced and got serenaded, she was starting to go viral. People will say, oh, it was her outfit choice. No, it's not. They lived together. He saw her before she left. She sent a video, a Snapchat, something, a FaceTime call. It wasn't the goddamn outfit. It was because Usher, somebody of a higher stature with more money and better looks. I'm sorry, I'm not into light skins. Better looks was all up on your girl. Now we wouldn't have faulted you for feeling the way you felt if you just fucking texted her. We could have assumed like, hey, yo, Darius probably would have a problem with it. But we wouldn't have known your business until yo ass decided to tweet the nonsense and invite everybody into your fucking business. Like a little bitch boy. People would be like, oh, he's insecure. Oh, he has a right to be insecure. I don't feel like he was insecure. I just felt like there's a time and a place for everything. You ever heard the saying, how the saying go? Protect me in public, but correct me in private. That's all you had to do, baby. You're supposed to be her number one supporter. Now she can't even trust you. She looking at you weird with the bombastic side eye. What? Sir, you just ruined your home. Because you want to tweet and feel manly to show your... He probably did that to show off to his friends and his peers because, like most men, oh, that couldn't be my girl. Nigga. Anyways, sir, it could. Nah, it wouldn't been mine. How you know it wouldn't been yours? And then what's her name? What's that girl name? The model with all the, I don't want to describe her in a rude, disrespectful way, but you know, she has not alopecia. Vitiligo. She has vitiligo. Okay, so she was out there the next night at the Usher concert, and everybody started comparing Kiki to this girl because Usher tried to, you know, do again what he does at his shows because it's a part of his shows. I guess people forgot about that. He's an entertainer. This is a concert. I guess he tried to pull old girl up, and she sat in her man's lap. So everybody wanted to compare the situation. Oh, yeah, this is what Kiki should have did. How?
was Darius there.
She was with her homegirls in VIP. She was at, I think she was up on the stage, actually. She had a seat up on the stage. What? And then, what's the name? Sweetie. Then they started comparing her to Sweetie. Talking about, see, Sweetie just sat there. Because she know YG would have popped her. Sweetie just sat there because y'all were dragging Kiki. If you, please, please, we've all seen Sweetie outside. She done, she do a little whine, a little 1-2. She probably, she, I'm not saying she would have been disrespectful and grinding on him or anything like that. I'm not saying that Kiki did it. Well, did she grind on him? I can't really remember. I think they hugged and did a little sway dance. But that's neither here nor there. You, y'all, shut up. Shut up. Leave that girl alone. She was out, mommy free. Mommy free weekend. She's outside. She's enjoying life. And y'all want to be haters. But if you haven't seen that 85 South Show episode, I think I forgot what episode number it is. But if you just do 85 South Show with Jody Breeze, please watch that. Because I was going through the comments because at first I was watching it. I'm watching it. I'm like, damn. This boy is really upset on this show with comedians. Everybody knows 85 South Show, they crack jokes, they freestyle, they smoke weed, they enjoy their guests. Shout out the guest projects of what they're doing. Whoop de whoop whoop, promote their show, their comedy tour. I miss Chico. Chico need to come back. I miss seeing him on a couple of episodes. Everybody know what the 85 South Show is about. When I tell you this man, Jody, was on there hooping, hollering, damn near about to bust the blood vessel, screaming, talking about you niggas ain't real men. You ain't real men. Behind a hypothetical situation was wild. Was so wild. It was, take a look at that episode. But I said all that to say this though. If y'all could talk about Kiki for damn near a month and a half and pop out hypothetical situations, we can talk about this brawl for damn near however long we want to. Okay? If the brawl makes you uncomfortable because you upset that Master got his ass beat, oh well. Oh well. Moving on. Lizzo. Lizzo's getting sued. Now, I've seen a lot of people were happy about this. Me, personally, I've never cared for Lizzo. I've never really liked her music. It never stuck with me. I mean, this last song with SZA, I kind of like that. I used to be an alone. I kind of like that song, but I think because they just keep playing it over and over and over again, it's just drilled in my head. But I really don't listen to her music like that. But apparently, she's getting sued by former dancers and former participants that were on her tour and other things on her tour and whatnot. It was exposed that she was doing some real raunchy stuff to her dancers and things. And now I believe certain parts of the story. Now a few of the dancers came out. Of course, they made media posts, done interviews and all this. A lot of their stories don't make sense to me. A lot of their story are missing some holes. Missing pieces. So their story is really patchy. It's filled with holes. I personally think Lizzo is going to get off. She is not going to be criminally charged with anything. Yes, there probably will be a dim light on her now. People are going to probably look at her a little bit side-eye more than they have before. Because Lizzo, she's been annoying her whole career. Let's be honest. She'll do things and then cry about the backlash. I need people to start standing in their truth and understanding, like, if you're going to do something, no, some people going to rock with it, some people not. If you were comfortable with doing it, don't cry and try to guilt people into agreeing with you. And I feel like she does that a lot. She's just a big baby at the end of the day. a real hypocritical baby, because apparently she was fat shaming the dancers, because it was like, dang, you would be the first person on Instagram Live crying this as soon as the article came out and was said anything negative. So please, but despite all that, I really don't think she'll be criminally charged. Now her choreographer or her PR person, that she, I seen a couple of TikToks of her, she seemed a little weird, a little different, a little thrown off. What is her name? I forgot that girl's name, but she came out and she was, of course, denying everything, as she should. But I don't know if it was the dance captain or the choreographer, but it's somebody else also being sued. But she just gave me unholy vibes. Like, I know she kept bringing up God and praying and doing all, but it just didn't seem genuine. It didn't seem pure. It didn't seem wholehearted. And it was just like, you're weird. I'm trying to figure out the girl's name, but those two are getting sued. But I feel like that the choreographer is going to probably face criminal charges more than Lizzo. Trying to find it. Wow, okay. Noel, Crystal, and Ariana are the ones suing. But who's the other girl that they're suing? She was named in the suit too. I can't really find it. But yeah, I think she's gonna get off. I know a lot of people don't like Lizzo and they want her suffer, which I don't really get. I'm not that annoyed by Lizzo where I want her to suffer and, you know, have a miserable life. I just don't like her music. It's not for me. But I don't think she's gonna be criminally charged. She ain't on no Epstein or Harvey Weinstein type thing. She probably did yell and curse out a few bitches. Let's remember, she is from Detroit. I think she lived out here in Houston for a little bit, so she got a little ratchet in her, and she's a big bitch. A lot of people use their weight and their size to, you know, show authority. So I'm pretty sure she probably was a little hostile. Like, the hostile work environment, I could see her, you know, being guilty on, but the whole sexual harassment and all that, I don't know. Unless these girls get their story together, I think Lizzo gonna be just fine. She gonna be just fine. This writer strike, moving on. This writer strike, I feel bad, but I don't feel bad. Like, granted, we're never gonna get P-Valley again. I'm a little sad about that. They talking about they bringing back Euphoria in 2025. Just wrap it up, cut it off, it's done. Like, we no. Mm-mm. Y'all probably don't even know where y'all left off on the storyline, so just leave it alone. I'm okay with it. I'm gonna miss P-Valley and I'm upset about that. I really don't keep up with any other, you know, scripted TV. I'm more of a documentary type gal. I will miss P-Valley. But I see that the writer's strike and the boycotting and these higher celebrities, because I won't say the writers. I do sympathize with the writers and the creative people, you know, aspect of Hollywood. These actors that want to complain and want to bitch about, oh, I can't send my kid to private school anymore, I have to sell my home. Welcome to the club. Welcome to reality. Welcome to the economy of America. Now, granted, it's not fun, and I'm not saying that y'all are supposed to live terribly, but pull yourself up by the bootstraps like y'all would tell us and go get a job. I'm not sympathizing or feeling bad, because at the end of the day, y'all weren't sympathizing for us. What GoFundMe did you start for regular people? When did The Rock donate $1 million to the general public? Never. So No, I'm not donating. I'm not signing no petition. Yeah, I'm going to miss some of my shows. And yeah, I kind of feel bad for certain people, like the actual writers and creators, but the actors part of it, I don't feel bad for you. You should have been more smart with your money. You should have did better things. You should have had a nest egg. Y'all don't. I'm not going to cry because y'all can't pay for private school anymore. I sympathize, but not, what? I got my own problems. I'm trying to figure out how to pay my own goddamn rent. Sorry. The world's fucked up right now. Kind of tired of hearing about it. Every time I turn on my news, the writer's strike, the writer's strike, the writer's strike. Now, granted, pay them people. The actual people behind making these projects. Yeah, pay them. The actors part, eh. Shit, AI about to take over your jobs. Shoot, AI been taking over our jobs anyway. You been to the local Walmart? Shoot. Self-serve everywhere. They just probably got a couple people standing around. I can't feel bad. I can't. I'm sorry. I can't feel bad. Now, I hope they get it situated, but I'm not about to cry. I'm not about to donate. And I'm not about to sign no damn petition. They'll figure it out like we do. Welcome to America. Well, Biden's America. Shit. Speaking of Biden, I seen this video on Twitter where him sipping a mug that said Biden 2024. If he don't, I'm not going to wish death on that man, but if he don't stub his big toe and have the nail cracked and have it bleeding and then get swolled up and it hurts for him to walk, that's what I want to happen to him. Because who's voting for you? We're tired of you. You have done absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. I've said it before, that Kamala girl, I hate her. I hate her. Hate her. Hate her. And it's just, I promise you, if he wins again, I'm gonna be like, there was something going on. We're gonna have another January 6th episode because it's rigged. There should be no way that Biden can run this country again because he has drove it into the ground. Granted, it wasn't all that peaches and cream before him, but god damn it, he hasn't done shit for it since. I'm tired of him. Biden 2024, get the fuck out of here. Ain't nobody voting for you, boy. Get out. Don't even say you got to pack up nothing. We will ship it to you. Just get the hell out. Get out. If I see one more story about he's sending some more aid to Ukraine or more aid. What was that African politician that had the who told Biden, you know what? We don't need your aid. You're threatening us to saying that, oh, we're going to stop sending aid. That African president ate Biden up. He was like, bruh, we don't need it. Give it to your own homeless people in America. Charity starts at home. I was like, Lord. Lord. Ate him up, chewed him up, spit him out. I was like, Lord. It's true. We're struggling. And what is Biden doing? Sending money, sending money, sending money. These countries don't even like us. They're joining forces to go against us. I was watching Lovely T. I love her. Lovely T. YouTube. If you're not familiar with her, look her up. Great deep dives. Great journalist. Great vlogger. Love her. She was talking about, I've been doing a little research on about how the US dollar is going to be gone. Gone. People are in Africa right now because Ukraine done wiped people's Africans' debt, and I think some of China, another country's debt. People are waving around the Russian flag. Yo, Biden, what are you doing? Nothing. What else she said? She said had something that the trade from something in Russia, I forgot, it was some type of power source I think we use for our light bulbs, we're getting from Russia, but they're gonna stop export and import. What? We're about to, I'm y'all, when I tell you, I sat and watched this video and I said, yo, I have to start preparing. I don't know what money I'm gonna put to the side, but sheesh, I guess I gotta start putting money to the side because it's about to be critical out here. You think it's tough now, it's about to be critical out here. And Biden swears he's about to get reelected. Boy, bye. Bye-bye. Good day. Good day. Sheesh. Moving on. Summer Walker. And actually, I was going to talk about them, but she's a dodo bird. Girl, you got two baby daddies. You decided to date a 22, 21-year-old. He cheated on you. You go to the internet and want to cry about it. Pick yourself up and go raise your children. I get that you want this whole, I'm ratchet, I've been ratchet type of thing, but come on now. Come on now. The image you're putting out there is sad. It's really sad. You talking about you have social anxiety. You can't meet up with your fans and stuff. You doing cartwheels on stage, fucking throwing your ass back to get this little boy's attention. You ain't got that much social anxiety. Girl, he was a boyfriend. He wasn't your husband. He wasn't your man. Clearly, you should be used to it by now. Honestly, Summer, none of your relationships last. Girl, go raise your children. Go raise your children. She hanging out with Sexy Red. What that boy name? Santana and Suki. Damn, that's a lot of S's. Suki, Santana, Sexy, and Summer. Golly. Don't raise your kids and just leave that little boy alone. You're here for a good time, not a long time. Get in, get out. She's talking about, well, he was paying bills and he was spending time and he was doing all this, that, the third. Girl, because he wanted some pussy. You, at your big age, you shouldn't be this naive. Girl, you done been through two failed relationships. You haven't learned anything yet? The boy was 22, I think. How old is Meech? Let me look it up. How old is Meech? You really think he want this type of life? No, he got in and got out. Got in and got out, like you're supposed to do. But the boy, how old the boy? Oh, he's actually 23. He's 23, but still, come on now. He's 23. He just got off a popular TV show. He got money out the ass. Come on, girl. London was cheating on you. Please, come on now. What you thought this boy was gonna do? Just marry you? Put you in the house? He give you another baby. She probably thought all. And it's just, girl, you so naive. And you just too. How old is Summer? Let me see here. Oh no, I'm downloading stuff. Oh wait, got me downloading stuff. I didn't want to do that. Summer Walker. How old the girl? She's 27. So, okay, not a huge, age gap, but it's still, you learned. You've been in a relationship. I feel like she's been in more relationships than he has. You should have learned by now, and you haven't. I don't feel bad for you. I'm not going to cry for you. Move better. Raise your kids a little bit better. Maybe you need to spend more time, because every time I see her, and what her daughter's name? Bubbles. Bubbles was always smacking her in the head, throwing a tantrum, spitting on her, scratching her. Spend more time with your kids. Stop going outside doing cartwheels and finding a new dick to ride. Stop that. Spend more time with your kids, because, oh, Lord. Well, whatever. Whatever. What else I want to talk about? I was going to talk about Doja Cat, but now I don't even want to talk about her because another dodo bird. I don't know how long she's going to last because she swears that being nasty, rude, and a downright shicey to your fans is going to keep you around long. Like, girl, it don't matter what pale face penis you are sucking. If you lose your fan base, you lose your fan base. Please humble yourself and remember who made you. Okay? Okay. So I don't really have much to say on Doja. I'm over this. I'm ready to roll up another blunt. I actually need to get some more weed later, but ain't nobody up right now, so I'm gonna wait. But I'm done. I'm over it. It's hot. I'm about to go relax. Smoke me one more. Thank you again. Okay? Thank you again. Okay? one more time. Thank you again. Okay. So if you haven't already, because I didn't say it in the beginning, but if you haven't already, cut this off. Break Roll Spark. Roll your blunts. Enjoy this Friday. Enjoy the weekend. Get your money in order. Pay your bills. Have a drink after you pay your bills, because woo, child. And also follow me on all social media platforms. Once again, I am on Twitter, I am on Snapchat, and I am on Instagram. So if you haven't, go ahead. Main Instagram, champion_D. Podcast Instagram, 713 Smoky House. Main Twitter is remember_REDEE. And then it is HOUZSMOKEY for the podcast Twitter. And then, of course, add me on Snap, D_hi. I thank y'all. I appreciate y'all. I don't know when I'll be back again, but we love you. Bye-bye.